And you'd say, people kneeled down or people knelt down?
Knelt down, yeah.
And what would you say Mrs. Ward is doing now?
She's just resting there now.
Mm-hmm. And if she were on the couch?
Well, she's just lying on the couch.
Uh-huh. And let's see, people who go to bed at night and wake up howling, you say...
Huh?
If someone goes to bed at night and he wakes up hollering, you say maybe he's...
Yeah, he's got the nightmare.
Yeah. And what does that mean?
Huh?
What does that mean?
Well, it means he's dreaming about something that scared him.
Uh-huh.
And he... I've heard him wake up a hollering, you know, even hollering.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, groan, so they have a nightmare.
Would you say he dreamed or he dreamt? Or?
You dreamt that, yeah.
Uh-huh. And then... He hollers so loud that he did what?
Have nightmare.
Uh-huh. Did that ever bother you?
No, not very much. I tell you what, I dreamt so plenty times that it's just about ready to fall into something or get run over something, and about time I was going to get killed or something, and you wake up, you know, about something going to hit you.
Yeah.
You just wake up right at that time, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's nice that we always wake up at the right time.
Wake up just in time before it happened.
If someone takes his feet and knocks him on the floor like this, you'd say he does what?
Stomping.
Stomping?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did they use the expression, carry someone home?
Huh?
I'll carry you home from the dance. Was that common when you were a boy?
Well, we all said to take you home, but we hardly ever said to carry you home much. Now, that's a Southern.
Uh-huh.
The Southern people, everything's carry you all and we all. You know, I get up north and I talk Southern language, you know. They'll look at me, it's funny, you know. I go and say, here's my cousin. I says, Marion, how are you all this morning? They'll look at me, it's funny, you know.
Yeah, I haven't heard you say that.
Huh?
I haven't heard you say that.
Well, that's quite an expression with me. See, my grandfather was born in Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
and I was kind of was partial to the Southerners.
Mm-hmm.
I told you about how they come not who know about the family, didn't they? You see, my grandfather was born in Kentucky on my grandfather Ward, and before the Civil War, his mother and father separated. And she took him and went up the north, on the north side, and his father stayed with the south.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after the war was over and he got to be grown, he went back down in Kentucky, but he couldn't find no relatives of the Ward family left. So we never claimed any relation outside of that, my grandfather's family. He raised 12 children, seven girls and five boys, all lived to be grown. So that's part of our Ward family. I found lots of Wards from Kentucky. I had a friend over east here, and his folks come from Kentucky, and he just looked like our.
Mm-hmm.
But my grandfather's folks come from New York.
Hmm.
On one side, and Virginia. See, my grandfather, on my mother's side, married a half West Virginia Indian. Kind of the Pocahontas train, they all claimed that. I don't know whether it was blood or not, you know.
Hmm. Well, my people, let's see, they're Dutch. From, one of them's from New Jersey who went to Michigan. And on my mother's side, my grandmother came over from Holland when she was 3 years old.
Well, I'm really Irish and Scotch. Scotch and Irish. My great-grandfather on my grandmother's side was born in Scotland.
Hmm. Pretty busy years along there in the mid-19th century, people
coming
over. Did your wagons get stuck much in the sand? And